Bravo for equipment. Alpha Five Bravo for equipment.
4 HKX mobile.
Patrick KO 4 CEF mobile.
You just getting out of work from the Spanish class?
Time to go to this class today. I'm still so far behind. I didn't ramp up work about 4:30.
That's what happens when you take a couple days off, isn't it?
Probably the downside to vacation, but you know, I'd do it all over again if I could. I would definitely love a couple more weeks at the beach.
Being behind, everything go good at work today?
Complain. It wasn't a bad day. Just trying to get all caught up. I finally got through my 300 plus emails around lunchtime. But other than that, it wasn't bad. How was your day?
Me today. Nothing spectacular, but it was a good day.
Him in sales, are they getting any better?
About the same. I don't know. Nobody wants to make the big purchases.
The longer we keep having to deal with high fuel prices and high groceries, it's just going to stay that way.
I don't know. The price of everything has gone up, so eventually everything's got to level out and everybody will find a new happy medium, I guess. So that's all you can do is ride it out till then.
Actually worrying about it don't get you anywhere, so I'll just figure out how to make do with it.
Hey, Skex. Yeah, roger that. I mean, that's about all you can do, honestly.
It's over before long. Maybe it'll pick up. Longer people keep their cars. I don't know. I keep hearing on YouTube or whatever, you know, car sales suck and all this, but I'm just not seeing it. It just don't seem like that's what you're seeing at the dealerships, because I don't see a bunch of trucks sitting around not being sold. So I was looking yesterday, and I don't know. I just don't see it. KO4 CEM.
The Dodge, they got plenty of them. But other than that, I couldn't tell you.
Chrysler fan, but you know, to each his own. But I did hear that the Dodge was paying their dealerships to take cars to get them off the, the factory's books onto the dealership book.
I was talking to the shop foreman at the Chrysler place, and he was telling me that, you know, sales have been slow. And typically, from my past experience, when new car sales are slow, the repair side is up because people are keeping it longer. So it just takes a while to see that transition.
If people decide that we normally go shopping for a newer vehicle, they change their mind and ride it out a little longer, eventually that car's got to be repaired or fixed or general maintenance and stuff like that. But it's gotta come due at some point.
It's a little while to make that turn. I mean, just like anything else, it don't happen overnight.
Talking about, if you had a car that's 3-4 years old, it really shouldn't need a ton of maintenance until it gets a little older. And even then, hopefully it's not all the time, but, I don't know. It just depends on the brand, I guess.
And one thing about it is parts are getting hard to get, and when you get them, they don't work. I talked to several guys today that, one guy put 5 AC condensers in and still didn't get the right one. So they finally ended up having to order it from Ford. It's just a little Ranger, nothing special. And then another one, putting a manual transfer pump on 7.3. He went through 4 of those before he got one that was good. So it's just the aftermarket parts are killing people. And on jobs like that, you don't make any money. You got it all tied up in time and repairs and tow tow bills because it sent it out, and, you know, like the fuel pump, he said he sent out the first one that lasted 2 days, and then he's got a, you know, a tow bill to tow it back from wherever it's at. You can't charge the customer for that, and the parts place is not going to pay it.
Yeah, I wonder why. I mean, is it just the quality that they're using to build the parts to try to get them cheaper, or... I don't know, or
there's
a reconditioning bad, or what? I don't know. That doesn't make any sense.
Just trying to do it as cheap as possible, and quality is not worth that. I mean, you're sourcing your parts to, you know, repair this stuff, and, you know, and quality labor to put it together. It's, you know, we're high turnover, and now you got to train somebody. They don't have the experience to know exactly what they're doing. It's just multiple things, and that's just what I've seen today, and a couple of examples.
That's one small percentage that you saw. Then what is everybody else having to deal with on top of that?
So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I see a small percentage, but if you take mine and multiply it by, let's just say, the 2,000 Matco distributors across the nation see the same percentage I do, which is, you know, it's crazy then.
Yeah, and then you can see repair shops having to struggle or even go out of business because they're not making much money due to having the additional repair that's not covered, or towing and everything else that they're paying extra that they shouldn't have had to do to start with.
They go to the manufacturer to get the parts, and, you know, you're going to have to wait for them, because most OEs only keep, you know, top 200 part numbers that are most popular part numbers, so, you know, that kind of stuff. I'm not just round numbers there, but... can't get the stuff. So, I mean, it adds up. Guys are losing money because of it. And they're paying most of the guys anymore not on flat rates, so they're paid hourly. So now you're paying guys to do the job 3, 4, 5 times.
It is. I mean, you know, the more complicated the cars get, the harder and harder it gets to work on them.
Exactly. And there's no, I haven't found any place down here that offers continuing education on the vehicles.
It surprised me. You think about it, even at the plant, to train people how to fix the cars, they generally have to send small groups of people to Germany to train there so they can come back and train other people how to do the same work.
I have to go to training all the time. Atlanta, Charlotte, Jacksonville, Texas, I've been to Houston, you know, just wherever we could find the classes we had to have.
Sometimes at work, you know, when the designers put these cars together, there is no consideration for the repair part of it. It's all just what can they do to make it work, make it fit. You know, how can you get this wire from here to here, or get this hose connected to this pump, or whatever, and there's just no consideration put into the repair side of it, but you get some crazy configurations on these cars, and man, I can just imagine, it's a nightmare for us. I'd hate to do it once the car's completely built and been running for a little while.
Cars are built to go down the assembly line one time, and that's it. No consideration for repair. Not even the maintenance. Oil filters, brakes, tires, air filters. None of that is in consideration on repair.
Just about where you can fit it in. And I was looking at, and I can't give too much information, but for one of the newer cars we've got coming, there's, God almighty, it's like 8 hoses coming out of one little box for all the cooling that has to happen on these battery electric vehicles and stuff. It's just ridiculous. Somebody's got to make those connections, and eventually those hoses wear out and have have to be replaced.
Some out of materials that'll last, they make them out of plastic in the heat cycles, so they will be replaced often.
I don't know, it's crazy. Like I said, the more complicated it gets, the worse off it gets.
KO4HX. Trust me, I spent my 20 years in the trenches.
20 years, which, you know, I see it from the manufacturing side, how much our vehicles have changed from the time I started at BMW, where they used to be a whole lot simpler, 25 years later, and how complicated they're getting. I can only imagine when you're talking about all the different manufacturers and stuff like that, it'd be ridiculous. So, KO4CF.
I've been saying for years the best business model for the automotive repair shop is to pick one or two brands, get trained on those, and stick with those, just like First Class Hauk's doing, where they're Honda, Lexus, Toyota, Acura, and that's it. Don't mess with anything else. That way you can learn the vehicles, you can learn their quirks, how they work throughout the years. But everybody thinks, oh, just because I can do more, I'll make more money. There's more opportunity. And sometimes you got to go slower to go faster.
And if you pick similar brands and stuff like that, you know, they may have common parts that they use to try to lower costs. You know, I'm sure like Kia and Hyundai or whatever it is, you know, I'm sure they use kind of similar parts to keep costs down. I can definitely see the benefit of that, you know, but like you said, people want to try to do it all, but I don't know, I mean, at some point in time, like I said, the more complicated it gets, God, you'd have to learn so much to stay up, every time they turn around, it's going to be crazy, which, you know, we're at the point now to where some of our cars will be on a 14, 15 year cycle instead of like a 7 year, so they won't change as fast. They'll just do facelifts every so often to kind of keep them fresh.
Same chassis and platform, but they might put a new front end on it.
You know, normally we used to do a 7 year cycle, and you would have a facelift two and a half years maybe. I don't remember the exact timing, so it kind of kept it a little fresh. You know, they changed some stuff up on the interior to kind of renew interest in it. But, yeah, now they're talking like it's going to be like 14 years on the some of the newer cars coming out.
Got you a chance to learn the car, too, because you're using basically the same thing with small changes instead of drastic changes.
14 years where pretty much the model's going to stay the same with a few small tweaks that you might have to learn, but yeah, I think it'll be a benefit from the assembly side. The main part of it won't change, and there'll just be little bits and pieces that have to be learned throughout the 14 years, but for the most part, the biggest part of the car will always stay the same throughout that time frame.
It's the dash pad, but how it mounts is the same.
Yeah. Think about it, just where we came from with cars with roll-up windows and everything else. All the crazy electronics are in them now.
Thinking about it the other day, like I said, I turned wrenches for almost 20 years. And I started in the late 90s and went to 2015. So I went from no mass airflow, you could see everything, still had distributors, to no distributor, distributorless ignition. You can't even see the ground when you raise the hood. So, I mean, it's way different.
Think about it. People used to climb up in the engine compartment to work on it. And now, I mean, if you don't have a ladder, you're just leaning all over the car. And there's just no way to get to anything anymore.
People are super, super picky about their cars now because they're spending a house budget on it. So you got to be extra careful with everything.
That's, you know, one reason, like me, weren't looking at trucks. I don't want to go too old because I want to keep it a while. And with it being a gasoline, I don't know if they last as long as the diesels and stuff like that. So, but, well, Patrick, I pulled in the driveway, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. You be safe on the rest of your trip home, and hopefully we'll holler at you in the morning. So, KO4CF and I will be clear on your final. 7-3.
Andrew, hope you have a good evening, and I'll catch you in the morning. KO4.